Hey guys, just checking in. It's the end of 2023. Want to do a year in review about travel, of course. And can you believe how fast this year has flown by? I can't. The good thing is, had plenty of travel during this year. I'm so happy to share that information with you. And I'm excited because travel is a gift. It's just a gift. And I appreciate that gift. I thank God that we have the opportunity to roam. We have a passport. And I say, let's do it. So we started off this year, 2023, with a trip to South Africa. Yes, the mother city, Cape Town, South Africa. And when I got off the plane in South Africa, I was just overwhelmed with all of these feelings like, why haven't I been to Africa before 2023? The mother city. I was so impressed from the safari to the food. And especially the people. South Africa is on my list again. Probably won't be able to do it until 2025, but definitely saving my coins, my change, my dollars. Definitely going back and seeing the countries that surround South Africa. So we did see Namibia, which was a beautiful country. But next time, we'll add on Botswana, Zimbabwe, and at least two or three other African countries. And if you remember, during this visit to South Africa, what happened? Yes, they lost our luggage. We still had a good time, but we missed out on a number of very important excursions, and that's why we need a replay. I think a do-over for any destination is a must. It's important that if you love a place that you visited, that you do go back and you bring somebody else with you. And definitely, like I said, my memories of South Africa, of Richards Bay, of Mossel Bay, of Namibia will stay with me. Getting my hair braided, drinking the coffee, trying to walk up the sand dunes, hysterical. Speaking about love and places that I love to travel to is Busterias, Mexico. So much so that we closed on a property in March and became residents of Mexico. How cool is that? My favorite things to do in Mexico is walk the beach. In the morning, every morning I try before I start work. So right now, I'm working hybrid, another great opportunity, thank you to my job, which I love. I start the day off walking the beach in Busterias. It's my favorite activity, sunrise, getting into that zen feeling, walking the beach to sunset, ending the day. Just being grateful, seeing how that sun just goes down. Absolutely beautiful and relaxing. And in between, it's all about the food. The best of Mexican food ever is right in Busterias. Can I just take you by the hand with me to some of the places that we eat on a daily basis? with the best guacamole, the best ceviche, the best tacos, of course. You have to experience. Let me know when you want to go. I'll be there and I will take you there. And right next to us, right next to our small town, is Nueve Nayarit. Very chic, great restaurants again, great walking. We do a lot of walking. They have the best walking trails, great place to ride a bicycle. Yep, just rent a bicycle, ride it through Nueve Nayarit. And of course, Puerto Vallarta is the big city in our region. And that's, you go to Puerto Vallarta when you want to go to the shopping mall. There's tons to do. When you want a lot of energy, or if you just want to see a lot of folks, Puerto Vallarta is the place. Not my cup of tea. Once in a blue moon, yeah, we'll go down to the Malecón. But my favorite place, of course, is Busterias. That's why we chose to live there. And right outside of Busterias, a place where we go to get the freshest of fish, is La Cruz Guadacaxle. That's where we go when we want great fish. And they even have a chiller vibe. Like, Busterias is calm, but if you really want calmness, that's where you're going. And, of course, you're buying your fresh fish there. My favorite fun place to be with the hippie love vibe is Sayulita. It has that cool, chill, hey man, Jamaican vibe. And that Costa Rica Pura Vida feel to it. It's the village that's a hop, skip, and a jump away from Busterias. So we're always in Sayulita. There's surfers surfing on the beach. You'll find indigenous people selling art and jewelry. Just a really diverse place with upscale and eclectic shopping and art galleries. So that's how we spent March of 2023, just getting acclimated to Busterias, Mexico, and the surrounding areas, and soaking it all in as much as we could. We came back to the States, and we didn't really get back on the road until the end of April, when we went out to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, another really good place, to pick up my daughter from school. If you haven't been to Pittsburgh, put Pittsburgh on your list. Believe it or not, it's about 5 hours from the Lehigh Valley, and it's a very charming city, not as crowded as Philadelphia, not as crowded as New York City, but very charming, great museums, all about sports, awesome rivers, really good food, tons of bridges. I believe there are over 400 bridges in Pittsburgh, and I believe that Pittsburgh has more bridges than Venice. So that's another reason to go visit. And hills. There's so much history in Pittsburgh. Definitely add Pittsburgh to your list of places to visit. So that's what our April looked like. And then I think it went quiet. Settled back into just regular life, catching up on making things go good at work and at home, my husband perfecting his retirement and how that looks to him, just being with family, my daughter visiting our kids in New York and different parts of Pennsylvania, then bouncing back to Buster Reyes in June to buy furniture for our little apartment, to learning how to pay bills in Mexico. How do you pay the light bill? Where's the bank? Where's the supermarket? So regular little things that people don't think about. How do you say certain things in Spanish so that we can survive? Showing my daughter around. So that's how we spent June and July. Headed back the month of August. Great thing about the Lehigh Valley in August is Music Fest. Love Music Fest. And then after Music Fest, my friend, best friend in fact, Tyra, it was her birthday. And I love helping people celebrate their birthdays. I think that's what I was meant to do. And she had a girls' trip, so I was able to join Tyra and her friends on a girls' trip to Bermuda via Royal Caribbean. Nice way to celebrate a birthday. Now we're into the end of August. Folks are having barbecues and outings, and we're participating in all that good stuff locally, taking my daughter back to school. It's now September. Now we're traveling with friends Leela and Mo, Carnival Cruise to Aruba, Carousel, Dominican Republic. Great time on the cruise. Did the chef's table. I think it was like a 10-course meal. Insane, delicious, very unique. Recommended. Toured a couple of different places, Villa Hermosa and the Dominican Republic. Had a Jeep tour in Aruba. Went to a stadium also in the Dominican Republic. Good trip. Couples travel is the way to go every once in a while. You know, the guys get to hang out. Leela and I, we get to hang out. The boys will cut up. Definitely recommend traveling as a couple. And that was 7 days, I think. 7 days on that cruise. And believe it or not, at the end of the cruise, our flight was canceled. Yes, our flight was canceled and we had to stay an extra night in Miami. So yeah, we're stuck in Miami. And the good thing is I did have some extra bonus points from Marriott, which is good, which I love points. And I plan on traveling with only points 2024. That's a different story. So I had these extra points. We booked a hotel. We stayed an extra day. We flew out the next day. And we flew closer to our homes. However, our car was at Newark Airport. And the guys had to go get the car that afternoon when we came in, and I worked on the same day. Sounds complicated, right? The month of October. We're back at home for a minute. Then we run down to Charleston, South Carolina, Somerville area, and Myrtle Beach, looking at their homes. And the housing prices down there is insane. With these little small lots, cute, cute houses, not ready to leave the Lehigh Valley just yet, only because the choice of housing down there doesn't make sense to me. You can't move from the Northeast to the South and get a tiny, tiny lot in a house where they don't let you even customize the color of the outside of your house. Ridiculous. Again, another story for another time. So that's October down in the South. Then back to the Valley, enjoying our weather, change of season. The colors of the leaves are amazing. Spending time with our family, just chilling here in the Valley. And now it's November. And November, I'm with my friend Leela, and we are headed to Rome, Florence, the Italian Riviera. And that was such a great, great trip. I know, I'm always saying the trips are great. So I have to come up with another adjective. It was a fantastic trip. It was a memorable trip. And again, going back, of course. Second time to Florence, second time to Rome, first time to the Italian Riviera. Love traveling by train. I recommend train travel. I mean, I wish we had more opportunities to travel by train here in the U.S. I know that I had more than my fair share of pizza, gelato, spaghetti, cappuccino, espresso, Americano, and I wondered why I couldn't sleep at night. Excuse me, caffeine overload. The shopping, no one has clothing and fashion like the Florentines. Florence is the place to shop. 10 days is never enough in Italy, but had to head back just in time to enjoy the festivities of the holidays, Thanksgiving. Decorated my tree, made it look beautiful, put the lights outside, and now we're into December 2023. Headed back to Boosterias to check on our apartment. And my husband decides he's staying for the winter. Of course, why wouldn't he? He's retired. He can do that. I can't. So I am a little jealous, but not really, because I don't mind going back and forth. Traveling for me is somewhat easy, and I enjoy airports. I enjoy planes, trains, walking, but I hate driving. So if I have to drive somewhere and it's a long distance, I prefer to hop on a plane. That's just me. I really don't like to drive past 45 minutes to an hour. I know. I'm sorry. I just don't like it. So that's it for our review of my 2023 travel. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. I hope that you would visit Boosterias, Mexico. I hope you will go to the Italian Riviera. I hope you would take a cruise. Travel with your friends, family, a group. Enjoy and reflect. Celebrate the holidays. Celebrate a friend. Explore, engage, taste, touch. Enjoy. So that's it for 2023, a year in review.